Dr. Foot Newsletter. Special offer to all newsletter subscribers. 10% off your next purchase when you use the coupon code EZINE10. Valid only until the 31st of January 2014.
Dr. Foot e-newsletter. Welcome to the latest issue of Dr. Foot's e-newsletter. This is the second issue for January 2014, with over 200,000 subscribers. This newsletter is published every fortnight to inform and educate people about proper foot care skills and techniques, provide tips on foot care, review foot care products, and highlight problems people have with their feet.
We begin with our featured article, High Heels Could Cause UK Arthritis Crisis. Do you love your high heels? Are your knees and feet aching? It may be time to say no to heels. High heels may be fashionable, but could be hazardous to your health. According to a poll by the Society of Chiropodists and Podiatrists, out of 2,000 people, 36% of people did not know much about arthritis, and 22% thought arthritis was an unavoidable part of getting older. Professor Anthony Redmond, a podiatrist and arthritis researcher from the Society, said, "Although you are more likely to develop arthritis as you get older, it can occur at any time. At least 8 million people in the UK already suffer from this condition, which causes pain and stiffness in joints, and the numbers are rising." Looking good in high heels does not come without a price. Heels make your legs look longer and attractive. No wonder a poll by the Society of Chiropodists and Podiatrists found that a quarter of women wear heels very regularly, if not every day. This may be the reason why millions of women could be at risk of arthritis in their knees. Wearing high heels could most certainly put women's knees at risk of arthritis, along with other serious problems, such as bad posture and ingrown toenails. People who need bunion operations, help with foot pain and removal of corns and calluses, is also on the increase, reported by podiatrists. Remember all those times when you've squeezed your feet into tight, ill-fitting high heels, bending your toes into abnormal positions? As a consequence, you end up with sore, blistered, thick-skinned feet, which rub against your shoes, causing you pain with most likely every step you take. Several hundred tons of pressure is what your feet are put under every day from just walking. This adds up to a whole lot of pain. Changing something as simple as the type of shoe you wear could make all the difference. Basically, the higher the heel, the worse it is for you. Wearing high heels changes the way you walk as your centre of gravity is put on the ball of your foot. High heels also affect body posture by placing more pressure on knee, ankle and foot joints. This can cause strain to the cartilage and lead to the start of osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is the most common type of arthritis. It is seen a lot more in women than in men. Wearing high-heeled shoes considerably changes the normal role of the ankle. Due to the compromise of this function, the knee and hip are used instead to maintain steadiness whilst walking, mostly at the knee. Women walking in high heels put a lot more strain between the kneecap and thigh bone, as well as in the inner side of the knee joint, compared to when they walk in bare feet. The Society has warned, with levels of obesity on the increase and people living longer, together with poor footwear, could result in an arthritis crisis. Wearing the right footwear will help to reduce the stress your feet and joints are under through your daily life. Little changes can help decrease the risk of joint damage and injury. Wearing shoes with a heel height of no more than 2 to 3 centimetres or 1 inch is recommended for daily wear. Preferably, shoes with a shock-absorbent sole, as they will help keep shock to the joints to a minimum. It is vital to be aware of what kind of footwear to use when exercising or taking part in sport. Professor Redmond has said, "Those who wear trainers that are not designed for sporting activity are placing themselves at real risk. It is important that shoes which are specially designed for the sport you play are used, as wearing incorrect footwear can increase the possibility of developing arthritis. During some sports, The force going through your joints can be more than 8 times your body weight, so we cannot state how important it is to wear the right footwear for your sport. The poll also showed that while 65% of people have suffered stiffness or pain in their lower body and feet, only half of those tried to find help for the symptoms they experienced. Professor Redmond said, "If you do experience frequent pain in your feet or ankles, don't ignore it, as something can always be done. Early treatment can be essential to achieve the best result for the long term. If you have arthritis pain in your feet or knees when you walk, then get in touch with a podiatrist who can help you choose the right pair of shoes for you. If you can't give up your high heels, then here are a few tips to minimize their effects. Try to limit how long you wear your high heels by changing to good quality trainers or flats for some of the day. Go for walking pumps, which are fashionable, and at the same time they provide athletic shoe-like construction, reinforced heels and wider toe room, helping to put your feet under less strain. If you must wear heels more than 2 to 3 inches high, then only wear them on special occasions. Take your shoes off when you can to give your feet and legs a bit of a break, and buy shoes which have a rubber heel, as they will absorb the impact on your knees whilst walking. Ladies, you have to take care of your feet more than you already thought. It can save you from a lot of unnecessary pain in the future. So the next time you're out shopping for a pair of new shoes, just stop and think for a minute. A small change can make a big difference and benefit your health.
News now of a new product. New design. Dr. Foot Adjustable Orthotic Sandals. Need orthotic support in warm weather, at the beach, after sports, or when you're not wearing shoes around the house? You need the Dr. Foot Orthotic Sandals. The Dr. Foot Adjustable Orthotic Sandals are unique orthotic sandals, which not only feature a built-in orthotic to support every footstep, but also have 2 adjustable Velcro forefoot supports to ensure an ideal fit. This orthotic sandal provides an improvement to open or loose orthotic footwear by the inclusion of forefoot dual adjustable Velcro straps for comfort, fit, and medical benefit. For more information, visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk. And now, a question from a patient. This question is from Mrs. Christine Wilson from the UK, who writes, "Dear Dr. Foot, my son, who is 11 years old, who is mad about playing football, has been getting knee pain for about a year now. Our doctor referred us to an orthopaedic consultant, and he has diagnosed something called Osgood-Schlatter disease. He was in too much of a rush to explain what the condition is to me. He basically told us that he may need crutches, and he will tell us at the next appointment for how long. Can you please explain to me what this condition is and why my young son is suffering from it? Thanks, Christine Wilson."
Hello, Mrs. Wilson. This is Dr. Foot. Osgood-Schlatter disease is a common cause of knee pain in young children and adolescents who are still growing. In this condition, there is pain and swelling below the knee joint on a prominence on the leg bone, tibia, called the tibial tuberosity. The knee may be slightly swollen and there may be a warm and tender bump below the knee. The patient usually complains of pain with activity, especially straightening the leg against force, as in stair climbing, jumping or weightlifting. The diagnosis is confirmed by X-ray, which shows that the growth plate is wider than usual. The X-ray may show small bones in the growth plate. Osgood-Schlatter's occurs when there is irritation of the bone growth plate in the area of the tibial tuberosity. Bones generally do not grow in the middle, but at the ends near the joint at an area called the growth plate. These areas of growth are made of cartilage and not bone. It probably results from the stress or injury of the tibial tubercle, which is still developing during adolescence. Repeated stress or injury interferes with development, causing inflammation. Other factors include rapid skeletal growth or excessive amounts of running and jumping. As a parent, you can use heat to relieve pain, such as warm compresses and heating pads. For minor discomfort, you may use non-prescription drugs, such as paracetamol. Ask your doctor before use. Resting the affected leg is the most important treatment. It may require crutches, leg cast or splint, or an elastic knee brace that prevents the knee from bending fully. The child should not participate in sports during treatment. This is temporary, and normal activity can be resumed when inflammation subsides, but treatment often requires 2 to 4 months. Kind regards, Adam Brooke, Dr. Foot.
Visit our website, www.drfoot.co.uk, for 5-star reviews on shoe powder that eliminates bacteria that cause the foot odour, men's comfort shoes, 10-minute callus removal kit, imperial solution for athlete's foot, bunion night and day splints that can correct bunions, Aquiline gel for smelly feet, Gerwell fungal nail oil for fungus nails, Flexitol heel balm for dry cracked heels, Dr. Foot Pro insoles for flat feet, and silicone heel cups for heel pain.
For more information, please visit our website, www.drfoot.co.uk, the world's most comprehensive foot care site for foot and leg pain. If you wish to be removed from this mailing list, please visit the website, www.drfoot.co.uk. We respect the privacy of all subscribers and will not disclose your email address or any information about you to any third party. Reader feedback to this newsletter and its articles are welcomed and encouraged. Please feel free to email any foot care ideas or tips that you've tried and would like to share with others. Send your feedback, ideas or tips to info@drfoot.co.uk.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information on any other lower body healthcare topics, please visit our website, www.drfoot.co.uk, where you can access information on foot conditions, shop online, access a discussion forum, request a live chat, or order a free catalogue. Do you know anybody with visual impairment? Do tell them they can listen to this podcast on our website and that previous editions are also available there. You can also write to Dr. Foot at P.O. Box 13426, Birmingham, B25, 9BX. Copyright 2014, Dr. Foot.